I'm Dave Rutherford speaking with Roger Robinson. We're talking about pending deal between the Chinese National Offshore Oil Company, CNOOC, and to buy Nexen for $15-plus billion, and the federal government considering its net benefit, if there is a net benefit to Canada. And CNOOC, for its input, says it's still confident it will win approval. A lot of the other people not quite so confident. Again, Roger, talking about our weird relationship with China. I remember back when Talisman Energy was in Sudan. It was operating in Sudan.
Oh, yes.
And there was so much pressure for it to get out of Sudan, do the ethical thing, get out of there, sell your interests in Sudan, move away, get out of there. And they did, finally. And they sold it to China. So China came to the rescue on that one, interestingly enough. But sometime... We did a right thing to get out of Sudan, I guess, based on the pressure that they had socially, but they sold it to China. So China is always sort of going to be there in the energy sector, isn't it?
Well, it is, Dave, and I actually think that, as I recall, Talisman may have sold to the Indians, to India Oil and Gas.
All right.
But the point's basically the same, because China controls 50% or so of the action in Sudan, and is certainly a 40% holder of the Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company that Talisman held about 25% of. Ironically, the other 25% was held by, guess who? Petronas, who was just turned down for its deal, as you mentioned in the lead-in. So we have China in various pariah states where Western energy majors can't do business. This is not a coincidence. And they use that leverage of going where, in effect, we can't ethically go as part of their standard business operating procedure. And that is one of the problems here, because that accumulates security-related baggage that they then have to deal with in the due diligence process of deals like this one.
What is the, in your view, the security concern? We want to sell product to China. We've made that it's almost a policy, an export policy now. We rely too much on the United States for energy export. We want to go elsewhere, Southeast Asia, China. We want that. So should we just insist that they buy our product and not participate in its generation? I don't know, Roger, if that would fly. Or are we,
well,
should we
I
just
might
sit?
Not. No, I can see your point, Dave. I mean, but as you recall, when I was talking about this earlier, I talked about the structure of deals,
right,
and possibly minority investments. I mean, here is a full-up acquisition. And the concern there that jumps to my mind is it dates back not long ago to China's last major cyber attack on Canada, something that both of our countries, the U.S. and Canada, have to live with, it seems, on a daily basis now. And where was that attack directed? It was directed at a Calgary-based firm that manufactures digital control systems for the operation of virtually all of Canada's oil and gas pipeline network. Now, let's have a moment of silence to let that one sink in for just a moment.
Sure.
That's the kind of thing that we have to be cautious of. And again, it's not a matter of shutting the door, but it is a matter of trying to differentiate between Chinese entities, the state-owned variety of the ones that tend to carry the most baggage. Huawei claims not to be a state-owned enterprise, but that's highly questionable,
yep,
in my mind. And so, again, it can be, some of these risks can be mitigated by security-minded due diligence and the nature of minority, say, shareholding, or other joint ventures that are under better control than perhaps a full-up acquisition. So I don't think it's all or nothing.
Sure.
It's just a matter of prudent management of China's investment strategy in Canada.
You're right about, and then the access, of course, to China, which is a challenge, whether you're big business or small, it is a challenge. That, in your view, though, would not be a trade-off. The idea that if you allow this, China would somehow, you know, grease the skids a little easier for Canadian business in China, that should not be a negotiable trade-off.
No, it can't work, Dave, because again, the national security dimension in that context is in effect ignored.
Sure.
You're giving basically commercial access reciprocity the priority, when in fact that is terribly important, and fairness in trade should be a fundamental concern of the Canadian government, and I think it is. But that has to be coupled with a far more careful approach to the security-oriented mindset that needs to examine and scrutinize future transactions like Nexen. I don't think that transaction is wise. It should not be approved as currently configured. It opens the door and sends a signal that's unmistakable. Why do you think Sihanouk is paying a 65 or 66% premium mm-hmm. to the shareholders or stakeholders of Nexen? My speculation is that one of the reasons is they're looking for that Canadian good housekeeping seal of approval, that sort of stamp or imprimatur of legitimacy that they can carry around the world as a major G7 industrialized democracy and say, look, Canada is comfortable with us, and you should be too. And I'm not sure that Canada wants to be that kind of imprimatur of positive feelings towards some of these entities that are sporty, to say the least, from a security perspective.
Roger, you make great points. I appreciate your time very much. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
Good to be there. Thank you so much. Roger Robinson, the president and CEO of Conflict Securities Advisory Group. Great stuff, Roger. Thank you.